We'll get started here with the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time, as head coach Dan DeSilva has made it up top here to join me. And, well, resilience shown again tonight. You battled right to the very end. The puck was right there, a couple of feet away from the goal line, and that's how close you came to forcing overtime and maybe winning.
Yeah, just like proud of this group, man. Just kept fighting right till the end, and that's what I said to them in the room. You know, a resilient group, never say die attitude. You know, wanted to prove people wrong all year. And I was just talking to Tanner on the way up here, and if you would have told us in August we'd be, you know, one shot away from the division title in the last game of the year, we would have taken it. So there's nothing to be, obviously there's disappointment, but there's nothing to hang their head about. Unbelievable amount of character in that dressing room.
I'll take it even a step further. January the 10th, all the trades are made. You become much younger than what you were, and right off the top, when that group started to come together, it wasn't happening right away. But you finished really strong, and you found your game, and that's essentially what allowed you to come back and show that you can be competitive with anybody in this conference.
Yeah, and you know, it speaks to the character in that room, the commitment to getting better every day as a group and as individuals, buying into, you know, what it takes to win hockey games, and everybody doing that, not just a few. It takes the whole team. So, yeah, I just, you know, a little lost for words at the moment right now. I need a little time to think about it, but break it down. But, again, just proud of this team and the way they worked, and this is the way we've competed all year long, and the season's not over yet. Now we're headed to the playoffs, and hopefully we can make some noise there as well.
You don't know who your opponent is yet. That'll be decided tomorrow, as it's a head-to-head matchup between Medicine Hat and Calgary to determine who finishes first in the conference and who finishes third. You get the loser of tomorrow's game. Mm-hmm. I don't imagine you have any preference for those two teams. They're both really good teams, obviously.
Yeah, they're really strong teams, and, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow, but we're going to have to be prepared for a battle, for a really tough series. And, you know, the amount of valuable experience that this young team is getting right now is so, like, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's so invaluable. It's, you know, these types of games, these big games, you know, a big challenge in playoffs. And, you know, we made the moves we made this year looking towards the future, right? And the amount of experience that they get is just going to be so beneficial a year from now, 2 years from now. The type of leadership that they're getting from our veteran players that have been through it is invaluable. It's going to be a special group here in a few years. If these guys continue to develop and improve and commit to playing a certain style of hockey, a winning brand of hockey, in a year or two from now, we're going to be looking back on this moment as, you know, almost like a really big turning point, a learning lesson for this group and a motivating factor for them moving forward.
But in the present, 14 of your 20 skaters tonight are 18 or younger. You have 8 17-year-olds in your lineup tonight. The Raiders have 7 17-year-olds, 5 18-year-olds. I mean, that's 12 skaters that are older or same age as what you have. You guys are underdogs based on that solely, and it's going to be the same thing regardless of who you play in the first round of the playoffs. That doesn't seem to bother your group.
No, our guys like that role. They seem to be motivated by that, you know, the underdog, the prove them wrong type mentality. And, you know, it's going to be the same going into the playoffs, and we've got to keep that going. Just harness that energy, that passion, that compete, and take it into the playoffs.
We'll see you on the bus here, Dan. Thanks for this coming up so quickly.
Thanks, Liz.
Head coach Dan DeSilva, the Saskatoon Blades, joining me here on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time.